This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about an incredibly interesting dynamic that is beginning to emerge between former President Trump and RFK Jr. We talked about it, but in case you missed it, it wasn't too long ago that, well, Trump, for whatever reason, the appearance is, it seems like he got news that Jr. was taking more votes from him than from Biden, but he decided to go after Kennedy on social media. He went after Jr. on social media. RFK Jr. responded, "When frightened men take to social media, they risk descending into vitriol, which makes them sound unhinged. President Trump's rant against me is a barely coherent barrage of wild and inaccurate claims that should best be resolved in the American tradition of presidential debate." Junior wants to get on the debate stage, and Trump is probably not going to want that because, I mean, let's be real, Junior kind of has Trump's number. So it goes on. Talking about Trump, he said he promised to end the Ukraine war and then colluded with Speaker Johnson and President Biden to fund it. He let Big Pharma and his corrupt bureaucrats run roughshod over him as president. He promised to cut the deficit and ran up the biggest debt in history. He promised to run the government like a business and then close down our businesses. He promised to drain the swamp and then filled his administration with swamp creatures. He promised to protect our rights and then torpedoed the Constitution. Instead of lobbing poisonous bombs from the safety of his bunker, let's hear President Trump defend his record to me, mano a mano, by respectful, congenial debate. Trump is going to run from this dude. He is going to run from him. One of the things that the Democratic Party has not done well is actually highlighting Trump's record. See, Junior doesn't have a problem doing that because of the way he has positioned himself. He can hit Trump from the right. And Trump, his whole framing is that, well, he's anti-establishment. You're former President Trump. No, you're not. You're a billionaire. No, you're not. You're not. You are the establishment. Junior, being a newer face, can point out Trump's record to his base in an incredibly effective way. Trump is going to run from this guy. It is going to be very interesting because if RFK can get him running, it probably won't stop. If Trump starts to lean into, no, I'm scared to debate him, I believe in this message, I think Junior called him panicked about debating him. If he starts going down that road, it'll be very hard for him to turn around because he doesn't like to adjust course. But his first instinct is going to be to do what he did during the primaries, which is run away from everybody. He's not going to want to meet on the debate stage, regardless of what he says. this could be an incredibly interesting turn of events. Because a lot of Trump's base, they believed his anti-establishment rhetoric. If somebody successfully points out that that's literally not what he did, and it resonates with that base, Trump very well may lose them. This little dynamic, if they get into a debate over social media, because again, I don't think Trump's going to debate him in person, but if they get into a back and forth on social media, it will echo in Trump's base. They'll see it. This is a risk to Trump's campaign that he might think he can ignore, but he probably shouldn't. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.